The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Clean, reliable and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
On Wednesday next, Trinity College Dublin will run a conference that is unique in Europe as it involves a real-life investment fund that is managed by the students themselves. It's called the Trinity SMF, or Student Managed Fund, and they're trying to recruit more women to get involved in this initiative. Megan Barton is dot, dot, dot. Megan, what are you with this fund?
So I'm the Women in Business lead of the Women's Business Group at the Trinity Student Managed Fund. And on Wednesday next, we have our Women's Leadership Conference, which will be held in Trinity Dining Hall at 6:30 p.m. And we have a panel of very esteemed guests coming over to speak with us, including very renowned business leaders. And it will be moderated by our very own David McWilliams, the author and economist.
And a person who's infrequently on the show, but he has been on the show a couple of times.
Yes.
And a very entertaining man he is too. So even if he did nothing else, you'd be entertained by David.
Exactly.
So what are you trying to do? You're trying to get more women involved in what exactly?
In the women's leadership group, because it's very well known that women in business, it's an issue today, and we're trying to promote female participation in the fund, which, coming from the event last year, participation has increased from 33% to 41% within the year. So we hope to...
But not 50-50.
Not yet. So that's what we're hoping to target. And with this event, the fact that there's three women and two males, it's almost 50-50, but so we are promoting empowerment.
That's 60-40.
It's almost 50-50.
And the investment fund, Davy and others have given you money.
Davy and McKinsey.
Yeah.
Our co-sponsor.
To play with.
For a series. Very kindly, yes.
And there's a fellow called Aidan Donnelly who's mentors you from Davy, and he comes onto the show. In fact, sorry, he's in studio with us. Oh, hello, Aidan.
Hello.
He's away from the mic, though. Anyway, what does the fund do, and what have you learned from that fund?
So the fund seeks to educate the rest of the students about equity investing, and it takes undergrads and postgrads across Trinity.
And how many get involved?
At the moment, we have approximately 400 to 450 members.
Have you really?
Yes.
That is pretty chunky.
Yes. It's growing rapidly.
And they're really involved?
Very much so.
How do you make investment decisions? Do you listen to the Sunday Business Show and say, Reckitt Benckiser, we're not going to touch that one?
We do listen to the show.
No, you don't. You told me before you didn't. But you will from now on.
Of course.
But no, seriously, the investment decisions, how are they? I mean, you hardly have a committee of 450 people deciding, or do you do it by acclamation or by vote or by show of hands or something? Let's go with Amazon or sell something else.
So what we do is we're split into sectors, and in each sector there'll be a sector manager and one to two senior analysts. And it's the job of the senior managers and sector analysts to teach their sector and promote stocks that we might like to pitch. Then you form a pitch, and we pitch that to the investment committee, which then makes the decision as to whether or not we will invest.
Sounds like real life, actually. Yeah,
very much so. And we do have the advisory board.
And I know he's in the room, but does Aidan get it wrong all the time or just almost all the time?
Mm-hmm. No, he's very wise. He does help us out a lot.
And you want further participation, not just from women. Anybody. Is it just for Trinity students?
No, it's not for Trinity students. The conference itself is not just for Trinity students. It's for business representatives, alumni, faculty and students. At the moment, we have a lot of students in attendance, but there are still tickets available that we've put aside for business representatives.
What is a business representative? People who are in business, is it?
Exactly. We want as many people there as possible.
And what will anybody in business learn from your conference if they pitch up?
They will hear about the experience of Marissa Drew from Credit Suisse, from Sinead McSweeney from Twitter, Circa McKenna from McKinsey, and Alan Duffy from HSBC Ireland. And these are renowned leaders in the world today. And they will talk about their experience and how they see the dynamics in business changing and how more women are getting to the top and what they think are the initiatives that need to be put into place.
And very importantly, why? Because this is a huge area of interest of mine, that if you have more women on a senior level, it changes the culture for the better. Yes. Because it represents society, oddly enough. So therefore, I'm doing your pitch for you, but it's something I really believe in, is because you are now addressing the 50% of the world's population, which happen to be women.
Exactly.
Or as you'd say yourself, doe. Anyway, Where will they find the tickets and how much will they cost?
The tickets are free of charge.
Woo, we like that. And how many, I mean, can you take 1,000 people or how, there must be a limit?
There is a limit. As we have said, we've capped the number of students that can be in attendance because we want to open it up.
Yeah,
somewhat.
We don't want smelly old students there.
Exactly. We do have a networking event after.
You know what you just said? You just agreed with me about smelly old students.
So tickets are available on the trinitysmf.com website and through the Facebook page at Trinity SMF.
SMF, Student Managed Fund. trinitysmf.com. Perfect. Okay. Megan, thank you so much for joining us. And we'll keep it when you can come back into us and tell us how your Aidan Managed Fund went. We have a very good idea how that one went. Anyway, to get your iPad for Science Foundation Ireland, make sure 0874-100-102, 0874-100-102, it's our new line. Use it because a lot of other people are using it as well. After the break, we will be back with, we are talking about Gym Plus Coffee and they are off to the US of A.
The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. So convenient with no need to store, order or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.